Hello?
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
No Paul, I guess. You didn't hear from him, right?
So, I think Paul's dead. I really do.
Now, I think he was probably hungover, had to work, and then just, like, didn't want to do the pod. 100%. And he's definitely in his basement watching Q's. But, like, I don't understand why he just didn't say, yo, guys, I don't feel like doing it today.
I know. He just, like, stopped talking at, like, 2 o'clock or yeah. 3 o'clock. He just stopped responding. He's like, oh, they'll get it. They'll understand. Like,
and then, like, 100%, he was going to be like, yo, I was working till, like, midnight or something. Which, like, that's not the case. Like, he's home watching Syracuse right now.
Yeah. Just, like, you know, a simple, hey, guys, I'm
fucked up. Go ahead without me or whatever.
Yeah, I'm dead. Like, only Paul can have like a 24-hour hangover. It's pretty impressive, I must say.
I mean, I woke up definitely feeling like shit because I drank a ton of beer, but, like, you know, whatever, I'm fine.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yep.
Super Bowl.
It's been a crazy season, I think, and a weird, very weird season. You know, and for me being a Giants fan. A terrible season for me as a fan, and then to cap it off, to have the team that I hate more than any team in sports, the Philadelphia Eagles, win the championship.
Yeah, and Nick Foles, I mean, this guy's going to get paid. 28 for 43, 373, 3 touchdowns, 1 being a receiving touchdown.
Which we can get to that play later, but yeah. I don't know. See, if Wentz has two torn ligaments, right? I think Philadelphia should try to keep Nick Foles and have him the starter through training camp. And then Wentz might not be ready for the first 4 weeks, I think. So then just keep Foles in there. And then I think next year you try to get rid of Foles. But you might need Foles.
Well, that's an interesting take. This is the first I'm hearing of keep Foles. I mean, it probably would be the smartest thing, but now does he?
But the thing is, his stock is the highest it will ever be right now. I mean, right. He's a Super Bowl MVP. So you could probably, if a team is really desperate, you could probably get, I think, a second rounder for him. I think a first would be nuts. First would be crazy. But I think maybe a second.
And a second rounder in the NFL is a lot more valuable than a second rounder in the NBA. So a second round pick is...
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think, you know, a second rounder is a starter, you know, on your team. And they could probably get, like, an early second rounder if a team, like think about, like, you know, Jacksonville, right? If they had anybody, like, better, like a decent quarterback, they're probably playing yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
If Eli Manning is the quarterback of Jacksonville, they are playing in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Or if Alex Smith is playing for Jacksonville, they're in. So a team like that, if they're really desperate and they think Foles is the guy, maybe they give up a second rounder.
Absolutely. It's funny. So we were at, you know, the three of us, the gods, you know, we were all at the same Super Bowl party. Shouts to the Ursinis. They hosted a great party. It was so great. That's why Paul's not on the line with us right now. but I must have said it a million times because, you know, a few people at the party, shouts to Plez, shouts to Joe, fellow Jeff fans. You know, they kept saying, you know, why not sign Foles? You know, I mean, you can get him half the price you'll get Kirk Cousins. But I kept saying, I think he's a system quarterback. I mean, years ago when he was on the Eagles, he was a starter. He lit it up. I think he went 10-6. I'm not sure if they made the playoffs. Doesn't matter. But it was Chip Kelly's offense. I think he made the Pro Bowl that year, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got... Of course, he got paid. The Rams paid him. He went to Jeff Fisher run team, which, you know, he's not an offensive guy by any means. And I don't think he's a defensive guy by any means. I don't know what he was. But, you know, he just looked, you know, just pretty ordinary on a different team. Outside of that offense. So, same thing with Doug Peterson. I mean, the guy looks like he's like an offensive genius. And I think Foles might just be a system quarterback. I think he's just going to look pretty pedestrian on any other team. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't personally give up a second rounder for him. I think what you're seeing is like what you, it's the best he will ever play. I think it's the system. And I also think this is like a magical run, you know, that they have. They're really deep, but the team doesn't really have like these like superstar players. You know what I mean? They're just a really good team that went on a magical run. Like I think they remind me a little bit of like the Baltimore Ravens that one year that they won it. But yeah, I mean, which led to, you know, their quarterback getting paid, Joe Flacco. And after that, he got paid, he hasn't done much. And I think the same thing. Like, if Foles goes somewhere, he may get paid, but I don't see him, like, lighting up the league. I think, you know, he's kind of average. And I think it's a lot of this, the system is, like, great that he's in, you know?
Yeah. And to your point, I mean, God, like how? So you're thinking Wentz? This injury may linger into training camp.
Yeah, like anytime you have a knee injury, I just think it, like you can't. I don't think you're healed, and then you come back and you're the same. Like it takes a little bit for you to like get back into it. The only time I've ever seen it is Adrian Peterson, and he was like a freak of nature that year. I think he won offensive MVP, like coming off of destroying his knee, he was better than ever. But yeah, I don't know, like knee injuries, it takes a while, I think. So he might not be like the MVP caliber player that he was like right off the bat. So why not keep Foles and play him out for like through the training camp and have him play the first 4 weeks until Wentz is ready? And then you toss Wentz in there. And Foles, you know, either he goes somewhere else or he retires. Like, he was thinking about retiring.
Really?
Last year, I think. Yeah, Foles said that because he thought his career was done and he was just a journeyman backup. So, he thought about retirement in 2016.
How old is he?
I'm not sure. I don't think he's up there. He's, like, really up there. But, I don't know, after a while, if you don't, for him, like, maybe he just thought that his career wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, God, what a performance. I mean, when we were talking about a few podcasts ago about how Foles can come in and be like the Jeff Hostetler, did we ever think he'd do what he did yesterday or what he did in the NFC Championship? I mean,
yeah, the way the Eagles were playing when they had Wentz, I thought for sure they would be going to the Super Bowl, and I thought Wentz was the MVP. As soon as he went out, I thought no way in hell. I thought they would be one and done. In the
we all thought it.
I thought there was no way that they were going to win, and you know, it was a great game yesterday. I would like to see a little more defense. I mean, for the fans, like everybody loves high scoring and all that stuff. I love the interceptions and the sack. I think it was one sack in the game, the strip sack.
Yep. Graham with the strip sack.
Yeah, I didn't think either team lost the game. I think Philly just won the game. You know what I mean? I think they won the game. I mean, yeah, I know Tom Brady had that drop pass, but he's not a wide receiver. And the ball, I think he should catch that. I mean, he's a pro. He's in the NFL. He's a pro football player. But I thought, you know, for him, the ball was harder to catch than when Foles, you know, Foles, it was just right to him. This one, he was led on a little bit. He had to, like, really reach out and grab it.
Well, yeah, that's funny you say that, though, because literally everyone's like, oh, my God, it was – and it was a good throw, but you could tell he was a little overthrown. And, of course, like, everyone's –
a little bit, yeah. Like, he had to really reach out and grab it, and it's like an over-the-shoulder catch, like kind of like a Willie Mays style, like,
yeah.
Catch, you know what I mean? So, I don't really blame Tom for that. He's not a wide receiver, you know what I mean?
No.
But, I don't think – I think what really helped Peterson and the Eagles was last year's Super Bowl. So I think they gave him the blueprint that, listen, these guys are like fucking zombies. You have to step on their throats and kill them. Otherwise, they're just going to be around and then kill you. They'll beat you in the last minute or two, you know? Well, so I think fourth and goal, they're going for it. That one, I think it was fourth and two or fourth and three where they threw it to Ertz. You know, they were going for it. They were aggressive. They were like, we are not playing for field goals. We're scoring touchdowns and walking out the building, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, credit to Doug Peterson, which is funny because he took a lot of slack throughout the year. For what, I have no idea. I guess I didn't pay attention enough to the Eagles. As far as I knew, they were fine. But, you know, Mike Lombardi, I know, would like to rip into Peterson every once in a while, and he apologized for that today. But yeah, I mean, it showed, you know, crazy.
Because, like, you know, he's a good coach. He clearly has, you know, the onions to
the marbles. Make
those calls. But yeah, I think it wasn't like, you know, when they hired Chip Kelly, it was like a big splash, and they thought they were going to be like this crazy offensive team and all stuff, and they sucked. And this kind of coach, you know, he came in and he's doing a great job, you know.
Yeah, and now he's gonna go party in Myrtle Beach.
he looks like the typical, like, coastal Carolina going there and hanging out.
Right, he's at the bar on the beach, hitting on all the, like, girls. Yeah.
I think it's the visor. I think it's
definitely the visor. Yep. And this, you know, the salt and pepper hair. But it's so crazy, you know, going back to Brady. The guy throws for 505 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Which is insane, right?
Insane. It's crazy. 115 passer rating. They didn't punt once, the Patriots, the whole game, and they lost.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I didn't realize till after the fact. That's insane. How do you not punt and Brady has a game like that? And I mean, obviously, I know you were saying, you know, you wish there was some defense. I mean, it was almost like a Big 12 game, right? You know, it was just back and forth, which is kind of what you want. You want the action.
Yeah, with all these, like, trick plays, too, it felt like a college trick.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, it definitely – and it's funny because they're saying the rating on the game was, like, the lowest in years, and it was a great game. I mean, it was probably a top 10 all-timer, you know, in my book. I heard some people saying it was the best ever, but I don't know about that one. Maybe
I don't know about best ever, yeah. But we have been really lucky. I think in the last 10 years, we've had some great Super Bowls, like, really – like, really good games, you know, that come down to the wire. So we've been lucky that way. I remember, like, in high school, when I was in high school years and years ago, the games were always blowouts.
Yeah.
But in the last 10 years, it's been really good.
Yeah, it's weird. And then you look back, like, even, like, in the 80s and 70s, and you look back some of the scores, it seemed like that was, like, the MO. It was always, like, a blowout. And then, yeah, within the last, I don't know.
I think I told you this last week. I had a bad feeling about the Patriots losing this game. And I think part of it was that this is not like a normal Patriots team. Like, it didn't feel like their usual Patriots team where it's like really good defense, grit and grind. And they have like a lot of, you know, studs on defense. And it just didn't feel that way, you know?
Well, it's funny you mentioned studs on defense. So this whole... Did you notice once during the game that Malcolm Butler wasn't out there?
No, I didn't. And I was listening today on TV. A lot of people were at the game and didn't even realize that he was at the game. And supposedly, what I'm hearing today is, like, he was told that he was not going to play, like, right before the game started. And that's why when Pink was singing the national anthem, he was in tears. He was crying. And it was not because, like, you know, he was getting emotional during the national anthem. It was because he was just told, you're not playing in the Super Bowl. But I think he played special teams. So, what? I don't know.
He started every game except one all season. Well, I guess the Super Bowl. But I thought there was, like, another game, too. They said he didn't start. But it's just bizarre. Like,
We're going to find out what happened. Because I don't think the Super Bowl is a game where, all right, say if he broke a rule. Like, that's not where you start teaching him a lesson. You know, you don't teach, like, I don't think the teaching moment happens in the Super Bowl. I don't know, man. Something's really weird about the situation. Maybe he committed a crime or did something. I'm not saying that, like, I hope not, but maybe he did something and they were just like, nope, we have to sit him. But he played special teams, though. So I really don't know.
Well, knowing Belichick, he was probably late for, like, a walkthrough. And that was, you know, enough to
but you know, like,
it's crazy, but
he's the one of the best players on defense. So even if he's late for a walkthrough, like, you're not, like, I get it, you have to punish Malcolm Butler, but by him not playing, you're punishing the other players on the team who, like, got you to the Super Bowl, you know what I mean?
I know. And if you look at it, I mean, God, the Eagles were just, like, relentless with the air attack. I mean, you had Jeffrey and Aguilar and Ertz, and I mean, you needed secondary help. I mean, so that could have lost you the game. I mean, I'm not saying Malcolm Butler's, like, best corner in the league, but he's definitely up there. I mean, right? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, that's pretty much what lost the Pats the game. I mean, as we were talking about, their offense was lighting it up. So it's got to be the defense.
I will say this as a Giants fan. I am happy that Matt Patricia got lit up and he got exposed. Because, like, he rejected the Giants, so now he's an enemy. Good luck in Detroit. I hope Aaron Rodgers lights you up twice a year. And I don't know. It seems like, you know, Giants maybe have lucked out, because I don't think he's the defensive mastermind.
No, clearly not the defensive mastermind. Yeah, he definitely got exposed in the biggest game. And I mean, basically, that's been like that all season. He's been kind of getting exposed. The Giants should be lucky. I thought it would have been a bad move if he went there. And yikes, I mean, who knows? You know, he could be making us eat our words, you know, a year from now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you never know what can happen. But did you think... Now, that Hail Mary at the end of the game, obviously, it hits off Gronk's head and just misses dropping in a Patriot player's hands. But, like, you could so see that happening, right? Like, that being, like, the end of the game. Like,
it reminded me of the second Super Bowl that the Giants won.
Yep.
Because the final play was at, like, almost a similar play. But when the ball was in the air and it was starting to come down, it seemed like there were 20 Eagles surrounding Gronk.
Yeah.
So I had a feeling I had any belief that the Patriots were gonna come away with it.
Right, right.
And it was a bomb. Like, I know. Holy shit, Brady can really sling it.
I know, and he did it. He does it like so nonchalantly. You know, he just like steps up and just whoop, lost it up there. And yeah, that could have easily went the other way, but it's. But
speaking of Gronk, he's amazing. He's like, in my eyes, he's the best tight end ever.
Yeah, he is.
And he was amazing yesterday. The second half, he comes out. I mean, I think he had two touchdowns yesterday. He's just a man amongst boys. But it sounds like he's thinking about retirement.
He can make so. Matter of fact, I heard he makes more money off the field than he does on the field. So why not, right? I mean, he could.
When he said that, I wasn't hit with like shock or surprise. I was like, kind of like, it makes sense. You know, he's been like, been through it, like back surgery, knee surgery, shoulder surgery. Like, he's been pretty beat up.
What does he do? Wrestling? Pro wrestler, right? That's gotta be the next career.
That would be pretty cool. I don't know. Nah, I don't. He's a character, you know? Like, I think he could be on TV, like Fox Sports or ESPN could have him do something, you know?
Yeah.
I think they're a lot smart. The players are smarter, too. They realize, like, I think that was his first big concussion 2 weeks ago. And he's probably thinking, like, oh, man, like, I don't know how messed up I could be from that.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. That's scary stuff. I mean, more and more players seems like retiring early.
If you ask me, though, I think he's going to come back. Brady's going to come back. He's going to come back. Belichick will probably come back.
Oh, they're all going to be back. 100%. Yeah. There's not a doubt in my mind. Like,
but I did, like, I come back. I kept thinking about it. Like, Belichick's probably so pissed that he had to give up Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah.
Because Brady, right? Like, how many more years is he really going to play? Like, I think two. Maybe two. Or maybe next year if they don't do as well and they don't even make the Super Bowl. Maybe after next year he's done. So, but I don't think that necessarily means that Belichick is done. I think he would like to coach a little bit longer and then maybe try to win one without Brady.
Yeah, I'd say like two more years sounds accurate for both of them, for sure. What do you think now? What do you think was the biggest play in the game, like the turning point? Like, I think at the party when we went the most crazy was the strip sack from Graham on Brady. That had to be like the turning point. I don't know if that resulted in points. Yeah, they did score off of that, right? But that wasn't like the game clincher.
They scored 3 points off of that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I thought, like, when the trick play, fourth and goal, Peterson goes for
it. Yeah, that play too, yeah.
Play,
yeah.
Foles catches the ball. I was like, wow, that is amazing. Holy shit, you know?
Yeah.
I thought at that point, I thought the Eagles were going to win.
Yeah, those were two those were the two definitely the biggest plays. And you know what that kind of reminded me, I think I was saying this, was the fourth and one play was Sean Payton in the New Orleans Super Bowl when he did the onside kick. What was that, like to like start the second half or something? Or
Yeah.
And then they got the ball back and all the momentum swung, and you know, that was kind of like a play like that. And like you said earlier, man, that's what you got to do to beat one of these, you know, these teams like the Patriots. You got to take risks, and that is something my football team will never do, at least with this, you know, current coach. And it, you know, that was awesome. That was
Yeah.
Great. What'd you think of JT?
Amazing. Crushed it. Like, better than I thought he would be. Like, I thought, going into it, I thought he was going to be good, and he surpassed my expectations. He's amazing. He's incredible.
He is incredible. I thought it was pretty flawless, and of course, he honored Prince at the end there, which was nice. You know, I think everyone kind of saw that coming. Didn't bring anyone out, which I thought he would bring people out, but, I mean, he didn't need to.
Yeah, he didn't need to. I think he wanted to, I think, prove to everybody that he's still the man.
Yeah, and he is the man.
He could have put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really incredible. It was funny him taking the selfie with that kid.
Yeah, so why is everyone, there's like a million memes now with this kid that he like didn't know who it was? Come on, he knows.
Because I think like he was singing the song, but I don't think he was getting any of the words right. Some people are like, oh, he doesn't know.
Because he's having a panic. He's probably having a panic attack. He's got Justin Timberlake.
He did get the selfie, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that kid, oh, man. All the girls at school today, I'm sure. Good for him.
What about the commercials? See, the Giants now really won the Super Bowl.
That's what everyone wants to say. That's what the papers were saying, at least.
I saw a hilarious meme. It was like the picture of Eli Manning when he's like signaling for Odell to come to him, and then it's like the Patriots are 0-3 when Manning appears in the Super Bowl.
That was. That commercial was shocking for many reasons, obviously. Obviously, the choreography and just the whole dirty dancing thing. But I didn't.
I will say, doesn't Manning look so terribly awkward? He's so bad.
But you know what's so funny? He was so awkward like earlier in his career, like to the point where like even when he spoke, it was funny. Now I think that like now that Peyton's gone, like retired, it's like Eli. He's open. He's opening up more. You know what I mean? Like he's.
I think he's always been the same. Like, he's just, like, kind of nerdy and really funny. But he's, like, always been funny. You know what I mean? Like, he's always done the funny commercials with his brother and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think that was hilarious. That was great.
That was great. I obviously, that was CGI'd, right? When he was holding Odell up, I doubt.
I don't know, man. Eli Manning's very strong.
Yeah, he's got that dad bod strength.
I will say it's very encouraging to see Odell's ankle looks completely fine. He looks healed. he was moving great.
He was definitely moving great. But the most shocking to me was I didn't realize. I mean, obviously they got paid, doesn't matter. But I didn't realize they had such a good relationship. Like you could tell they clearly have a good rapport.
Listen, I don't think Eli tries to get on everybody. Like it's part of his character. He's never thrown any lineman under the bus, even though his lineman has sucked over the years. Like he doesn't blame anyone. He always does the right thing. I think he's fine. I think everybody loves him.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have nothing but respect for Eli, and I mean, I think his playing career is probably over. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what Shermer can do with him, but it has not.
I liked all the Tide commercials with Chief Hopper from Stranger Things.
Yes.
I love those.
Yep.
That one was good. And then, oh, man. It was a big, I think, a Super Bowl for movie trailers. Like, you had the Avengers.
I know what you're getting at.
Star Wars one. And then my favorite of all was the skyscraper one with The Rock.
Oh, my God.
He has one leg and he's running. He just jumps. And it looks like he's falling 100 stories.
I know.
Like, just great. I'm gonna see that, and I think we need to do a pod just on the movie.
We need to do a rewatchable on that movie, on that one scene. It was so funny because I think everyone in the room started cracking up when he's like midair, and it's like, I don't know.
He's like, so far away from the building. Yeah. It's like, is he flying?
I don't know. It's The Rock. You know, he probably made it. You know, he obviously makes it. Oh my God. Those were definitely, I think, the Eli and OBJ, the Chief Hopper, and the and the Rock. The what's it called?
Yeah, Skyscraper. I gotta rewatch two of them. I think there was a funny Amazon one, and then the I missed the M&M's commercial with Danny DeVito. So I gotta go back and watch those.
Oh my god, I feel like that was on like crazy. I saw that so many times, and then I. What I have on this morning, I had on like Boomer and Geo, or I had something else on. That commercial was like on constantly. I feel like I've seen that commercial way too many times, but
yeah. So let me ask you this: do the Patriots make the Super Bowl next year?
If I'm a betting man, yes, I'm saying yes as of today.
You know, Vegas odds, yeah. They're the favorite. Yeah. The Eagles are the second favorite, obviously. See. I think the Eagles, this is more of a 1 year. Eagles got it and they're done. I don't know.
Really?
Be, I mean, because I know that they've made a point, like everybody is signed. Everybody will be back. They're essentially bringing back the entire team.
Yeah.
But I just think the NFC's tough, man. You're going to have a healthy Aaron Rodgers coming back. Drew Brees and the Saints looked great last year.
Vikings, you know, the Rams, Vikings, yeah, it's stacked.
The Rams still there, yeah. Who knows? The Falcons and Panthers are still very good. Even though the Giants had a horrible year, the year before that, they were 11-5. So now they have a new coach. If they can shore up the line and everybody stays healthy, I think they will, you know, win more games and be competitive. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't bet on the Eagles being there. And actually, for the Patriots, I don't know. We'll see. I think the AFC is getting tougher and tougher.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, it remains to be seen. I mean, the season's only been over, you know, not even 24 hours. But, yeah, I mean, I'd say those two teams are the front runners. And it's going to be interesting what happens with Foles in the offseason and Wentz and the whole thing. And I'm just looking forward to the draft, which we're going to talk plenty about in the future for sure. Lots to speculate on that. And all the off-season stuff. What comes first? A free agency starts what? March 15th?
I think March. I was looking at it today. I think they're allowed to start talking March 12th. And then the date is March 14th. They can like officially sign.
Okay.
So we have the combine at the end of this month. We have then free agency in like the second week of March. And then, we get ready for the draft. This is the draft. NFL draft is the greatest.
Yeah, I know. You love it. You love the 3-day event that and is now the NFL draft.
I have the number 2 pick. Oh my god!
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think we're both very invested in this draft. You know, Giants at 2, Jets at 6. So it's going to be very, very intriguing.
I will say I do love the. I'm starting to like really get into the NBA draft too. They're catching up. I think they're learning from the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I love the NBA draft just because you can watch. You know, it's one night. You know, one and done. That's it. NFL, it's like. By the third day, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh my god. Like, really? Still doing this? So, they love to drag it out. But, all right. Good stuff.
We have, maybe we'll get on, let's get on in the next few days. We got the NBA trade deadline coming up on Thursday. So, let's get another one. Maybe we can get Wednesday night in.
Yeah, either Wednesday night or we can recap it on Friday. We can talk
the
about
Nets
it.
Just made a big trade. They traded Tyler Zeller to the Milwaukee Bucks for a second rounder.
Ooh.
Juicy.
Big moves. Was Tyler Zeller even playing?
No, not at all. So if Tyler Zeller can get that in a second rounder, the Knicks can probably get a first for Billy Hernan Gomez.
For Kanter. And possibly Quinn's a stretch, but you know, definitely Kanter and Billy possibly, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Let's see.
That'd be nice, but we'll talk about it all. Everyone pray for
highly,
Paul.
I'll end on this note. Highly recommend everyone in the United States of America, they should always take the day after the Super Bowl off.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
I watched all the highlights today. I watched ESPN all day. I did nothing. I ate Chinese food. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I've been saying it for years. Super Bowl needs to be on a Saturday. It should be Super Bowl Saturday.
Or I think America needs to just give everybody a day on Monday.
Yeah.
Call it America's Day, you know?
America's Day. I like that.
And then we all wake up and we love America. And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it is American holiday. So, they could definitely do that. Or I've been saying move the NFL season back a week Because President's Day, I think, is next Monday. And a lot of people have that off, so I don't know. I don't know. They need to do something, though, because it sucks, you know? Look at Paul. He's a perfect example. We need to pray for Paul. You know, hope he's okay. Hope he's not, I don't know, in the back of a Chinese restaurant right now, passed out.
Nah, he's probably wrapped in blankets watching the Syracuse game. But hashtag pray for Paul. We'll get him back on the next pod.
Yeah, he'll be back on the next one. All right, cool. Thanks for calling. And peace. All right, hashtag pray for Paul. Next, we speak with Eagles diehard Kevin Rooney.
Hello, Mr. Tony.
Rooney!
How's it going on, buddy?
Congratulations, bud.
Thank you very much, man. I'm beside myself in another universe.
Are your feet off the ground? Are you still floating? Is Babcock Lake on fire?
It is not. It's not on fire, but it smells good from all the cooking we were doing yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you eat?
A lot. We were frying up. My brother made something called buffalo chicken mozzarella sticks. They were amazing.
Oof.
I was frying up some crappy fish that I caught. We had venison chili. I had chicken drums as wings for the game. My girlfriend's a vegetarian, so I had to make her a veggie pizza.
What a guy.
I know. I tried.
That all sounds.
It was our first month together, so I got her a bunch of candy and some flowers as well.
There you go. Was she allowed to talk to you at all during the game?
She was the only one to watch the game with me, actually.
Oh.
We had a bit of an ice storm up here, actually. So like a lot of people either couldn't make the trip up the hill or just stayed in. So it was just me and her. My brother had to go to New Jersey for work, actually. So I had the house to myself, and one neighbor popped in for a quarter.
Isn't it almost like better off that way though? Like I just think about if the Jets were ever in the Super Bowl, like I'd probably want to watch, you know, with like two people, and that's it. I wouldn't want to be at a party. I couldn't concentrate.
Oh yeah, I've watched many Eagles games with other people in the room, and you're either answering questions, or they're rooting against you, or this is just outside noise. I was only able to focus on the TV, and that was good.
Well, I mean, just amazing. I'm sure you were, you know, ridiculously nervous before the game. But
before the game, I was nervous all week, man. I was doing nothing but pacing back and forth. I mean, every song on the radio was getting me pumped up and psyched up, no matter what it was.
Did you feel like driving down to Philly and joining the party, or did that thought cross your mind? I know it did.
It did a little bit. I almost thought about hopping in a train. My older brother, you know, he's a big Eagles fan. He actually did go down there. He was in the heart of the beast on Broad Street with all the other crazy people when it was all said and done.
That's amazing. Yeah, the videos were pretty wild, and I expected nothing less, obviously, from the Philly faithful. And you know what? They deserve it. I was happy because now Giant fans can shut up about, you know, being the only team to beat Brady in the Super Bowl. So
yeah, we got something in common now.
Yeah, yeah. So that was great. But now you got a little, you know, quarterback conundrum going on, no?
No, we have $15 million spent on two quarterbacks. We ain't got no problems.
Well, I mean, Foles is going to want a payday, no? He's going to, you know, or like what?
Well, we got him signed for next year, so we ain't got to really do anything with him. And, you know, he's just got to wait on Carson, see if he heals up in time. It's unfortunate he got injured in December. But, you know, we'll see how the rehab goes. It's good to have two. And, you know, obviously if someone calls, makes an offer, you know, you got to listen to the offer at least.
And you know what's going to happen. And, you know, my dumb team is probably going to call because they're going to get outbid by another team for Kirk Cousins, and they're going to be desperate, and they're not going to want to rely on drafting a quarterback because the current regime, you know, needs a win now, you know, type quarterback. And they're probably going to give up a second because we have 2 second round picks, and that's probably going to do it.
Yeah, it might, because, you know, we're a little hurting in the draft picks this season. We spent them on, we got them on Adai, we did it still Carson we're dealing with. And we'll see. We'll listen to the offers. I mean, we got the last pick of the draft this year. It's one of those good picks to trade out of and get something, because the last pick in the first draft is just as good as the next pick in the second.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So is Wentz, you know, his injury, how bad is it? I mean, he'll be back for training camp? He'll be ready for that?
From what I've been reading, yeah, he'll be back in time. His rehab progress has been good, but like I said, yeah, not everyone's like Adrian Peterson that bounces back so fast.
You know? Yep. Exactly.
He's just, you know, he's that North Dakota tough in him, so this way we don't have to push him. We have a good insurance policy. We can, and heck, best case scenario, we put Folds out there for a couple of weeks next year. He can look even better for people, and before the trade deadline, they can call up and try to get a, you know, like that Jimmy Garoppolo luck, you know, win the last six games of the year. Except maybe it'll actually affect a team that actually needs it.
Yeah, Jimmy Jesus. Now, you know, I kept saying this to people. Do you think, you know, do you think Nick Foles is a system quarterback? Because, you know, when he was a few years ago when he was on the team, you know, they went 10-6 and he made the Pro Bowl, and, you know, I was under Chip Kelly's offense, and now you got another offensive genius in Doug Peterson. And when Foles was on the Rams, you know, he was very just ordinary, pedestrian. He barely, I don't even think he played. So, do you think he, like, has improved, or you think he's just like a system quarterback?
Well, I think he just had the misfortune of being coached by Jeff Fisher, because he was on the same team with Keenum, and who else did he and poor Jared Goff. I mean, last year everyone thought he was the worst pick, you know, since Jamarcus Russell.
Yep.
And now this year, well, I mean, he's playing video game stats. I mean, can't help but wonder what poor Vince Young could have become if he didn't end up with poor Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You make a good point. Jeff Fisher is kind of just quarterback kryptonite, I guess. This is why I don't want Foles to go to the Jets, because Todd Bowles, he's not gonna, you know, he's not gonna make a quarterback better. He's a defensive, you know, defensive mind. But I mean, pretty amazing, man. 28 for 43, 373 yards, three touchdowns, one of which being a receiving touchdown, and a 106 passer rating. I mean, did you in your wildest dreams did you see this happening?
Absolutely not. I mean, especially when you look at the Patriots stats. I mean, Brady having 500 yards, and some of our negative plays. I mean, we missed an extra point, and we missed 2-point conversions. If you had told me that before the game, I might have broke something, because I would have assumed we would have lost.
Yeah,
and it was almost like watching a football version of Rocky II. Just very little defense, people trading jabs and haymakers. Because if you walked away for a second, I mean, there was like a 20-yard run or throw almost every play. I mean, I was thinking maybe Doug would have gone a little easy with Nick Foles throwing the ball, a lot of like small little dump passes. But no, every throw was downfield, going for it, not holding back. And God, those fourth down plays. Doug's crazy. Doug is out of his mind nuts.
What
I like it.
What is better, sex or that fourth and one play?
That fourth and one play was way, way better.
That was awesome, dude.
My girlfriend, she's new to the football world, and when she was asking me about it, like, well, if it came down to hanging out with me and or watching the game, what would you choose? I'm like, well, what week are we talking about? Who are we playing? And that week was against the Giants. And I'm like, this game, yeah, I'm picking the game ahead of you. Sorry.
Sorry. That's great. I mean, that just took such balls from Peterson. He is, it's crazy. Now, there were some media people kind of getting on Peterson during the year. Have you ever been down on him, or you've been pretty consistent? You like him, or what are your thoughts on Doug Peterson? You know.
Well, when we first got him, like we were the only team to interview him. No one else was beating on his door waiting for the Chiefs to fall out of the playoffs to interview him. So I'm like, this guy's name's Doug? That's not motivational enough as it is. I'm like, oh, he's a quarterback for the Browns. That's not good either. But as soon as he, you know, I knew he was an Andy Reid guy. The first game he coached, I mean, I was almost calling the plays. And I'm like, this is very Andy-esque, you know, shotgun formation, first play, second play, running the ball. I'm like, this is, but fourth down, that's not Andy. I don't know where he developed this, but I like him. He went down swinging. That's the way he went all year. I mean, the only game that really cost us this year was against Seattle, where he went for it every single time when couple field goals would have probably sufficed and made us win the game. But man, when you're playing the Patriots, you can't settle for field goals. You need touchdowns.
Yeah, you got to take risks. And you know, you were saying before, you know, just you couldn't look away because it was big play after big play. It was almost like watching like a Big 12 game, Big 12 college football game.
Oh, yeah. It had that aspect to it.
Yeah, it was just high-powered offense. And that's what you want, I think, for a Super Bowl, because you got so many people watching who don't care about either team. And you want that type of game. So it was very entertaining. But the thing that just, I couldn't believe it. Brady had, I mean, it's just an unbelievable performance. 505, three touchdowns, 115 passer rating. They didn't punt the ball once. And
not one.
And somehow the Eagles came away with the win.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've already watched the game, of course.
Again, you mean, yeah, yeah.
The catches he made, I tell you, there's a lot of catches he did make, and he missed a lot of open people a couple of times. And I honestly would say, you guys think I'm crazy, I don't think he had a good game.
What? Brady?
That's right. I know, he broke the record for most yards in a game. But you go back and you look at some of those misses, they were big misses.
Wow. Okay. I mean, he did have Brandon Cooks out. You know, Cooks went.
He was out in more ways than one.
He got. That hurt. That hurt. You know, that hurt from, you know, where I was sitting.
I knew he was instantly asleep when I saw the hit. And the second quarter, I mean, how about that body slam when he tried hurdling the guy? I mean, he got hurt a lot in that game, those two hits.
Yep. Well, that was a huge defensive play by the Eagles, because I think
that was huge, because that was the third down, and they missed the field goal immediately after that.
Yeah, that was bizarre. Not like it mattered for the game. Actually, it kind of mattered. Well, no, not like it mattered for the game. Because
we only had a three and out the next series. Punted it right back to him. But, you know, not letting them get points is all good. I mean, more time off the clock. The first quarter was a blink of an eye. I don't remember it at all. It was so fast.
It did go really fast. But that was weird that Gostkowski, who's one of the best kickers in the game, he missed two extra points in the, you know, biggest game of the year. That was kind of bizarre. I don't think it really mattered, but
I had a real good feeling, though, because they had that botched snap, and they still got the kickoff. I'm like, this thing is going to knuckle in, because that's what happens to the Patriots. But, you know, for once, it wasn't one of those days where things went the Patriots' way. I don't think there was any flags in the fourth quarter or the third.
There was barely.
The refs just let them have it. You know, they didn't have any of those crazy. I mean, that one Alshon Jeffery tip that they intercepted was one of those plays, but even then, they got pinned in late. That didn't hurt us too much.
Yeah, kudos to the refs. They let them play yesterday. There was not a lot of penalties, not a lot of stupid calls, you know. I like that they just, you know, kind of just let them play and let some things go.
I mean, I wasn't yelling at the screen too much for that's holding, that's not holding. It was just, you boys go hog wild.
Yeah, were you that last drive, obviously, you know, Brady gets the ball. I mean, you had to be shitting your pants, I'm sure.
I was expecting it the entire time. Like, this is going to come down to the last play, so let's just wait till then before we start losing ourselves. But, I mean, I wasn't sitting anyway during the game, but I was real close to the television just watching it. And, I mean, a good friend, Kevin Sprague from out of California, he asked me what my favorite play was. I'm like, well, it's got to be the last one. Because that ball went up in the air, and all I'm looking at is the ball in the air. I'm watching it, and I'm seeing it get tipped. Now I see it hit the ground. I look down, and I'm like, wait a minute. The clock says 0.0. Are we sure about that? And everyone starts going nuts, and I'm like, all right, oh, hold on, guys. Are we sure? And then the confetti starts exploding. I'm like, I've seen games have to continue with confetti on the ground. Are we sure? And then the umpire finally announced, like, that is the end of the game. It's over. I'm like, okay, are you positive?
Yep, because
And I'm like, no one's got any flags on the ground. No one hit Grunk early. And that's when I started flying.
There's zero chance they'd ever call a flag there, but, I mean, when it, you know, it bounces.
They would have had to tackle him before the ball got anywhere near him. They would have been really egregious.
Right, but, like, it bounces off Gronk's head, and you thought for sure, this is the Patriots. Someone's going to catch this. And
I thought it because the first tip, I'm like, he didn't catch it. And then when I saw somebody else try tip, I'm like, don't try tipping it. Just let it hit the ground. And then two Patriots, you know, came flying in. I'm like, I think that hit the ground. I think it's over.
Oh, man. What a feeling. I mean, that feeling. I mean, first thing that came to your mind.
I don't know. I just it just felt really, really, really great, man. This huge weight just was off my shoulders because my phone was blowing up like it was my birthday. So many of my friends were just, we were thinking of you, and I'm like, I bet you were.
Yeah.
I could feel people thinking and talking about me during the game while watching. I'm like, oh, I bet people think I'm losing my mind right now.
Oh yeah, well,
not gonna do what you all think I'm gonna do and just flip out, although there was one moment when I flipped out.
What was that?
Kind of. It's when they went ahead. I won with the Gronk touchdown.
Right.
I pretty much just went full Heath Ledger's Joker laughing. Like, just hysterical.
I do that
laugh. I didn't break anything. I didn't curse. I just started laughing. I'm like, okay, this is how it's going to be. We're going to lose our mind. And I just... Wait, don't dig a skirt. Smile. Keep smiling. Yeah. Why so serious?
Yeah. No, I do the same thing with when I'm watching Jet games. I do that like evil laugh, and you know, Katie looks over at me like I'm nuts. But you know, we all do it, of course. And yeah, we were all thinking. You know, a bunch of us were together, and we were all thinking about you. And
I saw the snap. Yep. Kalen sent me. That was real great. You guys gave me a shout out.
Yeah, of course. And then, I mean, we were all going nuts on the strip sack. I think that's when like the biggest reaction happened, where it was just like, you know, anytime Brady gets sacked, it's just like a great feeling. But to get the fumble.
That was the only time. Like,
yeah,
we put him on his t-shirt a couple of times, but that was the only time.
That was it.
Got a sack and the fumble. Oh my god.
That was it. That was that. Yeah, that play. You must have been losing your mind.
Well, it was the play before it, actually. I was losing my mind, and it was kind of like the Princess Bride almost. I remember I was just like, come on, defense. I'm like, please. And I wasn't begging. I wasn't praying. I simply asked, please, please, someone make a play. And the football gods must have heard the please. It must have gotten their attention.
Well, yeah. Hey, the Eagles, they had to win one, right? I mean, God, they've been close so many times, and... You know, it had to happen at least once, and, you know.
I've had many seasons walking in. I'm like, you know, in theory, we could do it. I mean, I was doing it all this season. I mean, out in Cali, I was telling you guys, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go out and see him again for the parade in February.
Yep.
You all laughed.
And no, I don't think I laughed. They were killing it at that point. I definitely thought for sure they were, you know, at least a contender, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was only week four. So it was early, but we were looking good, for sure.
We were looking really good. Yeah, Wentz was playing like the MVP. Now, you mentioned the parade. Are you going?
I'm going to look into it. It's Thursday. I was kind of hoping it would be more on Wednesday, but I'm going to see if I can maybe jump on a train, meet up with a friend, and just be a part of it. But I don't know. I'm going to have a parade the rest of my life at this rate. I feel like a kid. I don't know where to go from here. I really don't.
Yeah, right? It's like
I have so many things on my bucket list, and that was one of them. And it's like I don't know what else I want. I'm not a greedy person. I don't need to see the Eiffel Tower or the Great Wall or anything. I just want to see my birds one time. And God, and to have it be against the Patriots, possibly for their last time. I mean, that's I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, that couldn't have gone any better. And yeah, I mean, I think about it all the time, like Jets win, it's like, now what? You know, now what do I do? you know, and it's kind of how like Red Sox fans and Cubs fans and, you know, any team with a long drought, it's like once it happens, it's like, all right.
Yeah, I have a neighbor, he's a Cubs fan, and as soon as he found out that my team had never won a Super Bowl, he's like, I'm with you. We're in this together now.
Yeah. Yeah,
That was
amazing, man. Now, you know, just to go off the game a little bit, I were you paying attention to any of the commercials? Did you watch the halftime show, anything like that? Or was it just like...
Yeah, I tried watching the commercials the best I can, but I was playing the Eagles fight song after every score, so I did miss a couple of them, but I did see the Eminem Danny DeVito one. That one was great. Wasn't too impressed with any of the upcoming movies.
No, not The Rock trying to jump a building?
That was pretty boss, especially with a prosthetic leg, apparently, he has. But
it was pretty funny.
I definitely gave the thumbs down when I saw a movie based on Han Solo, and I was like, no, Disney, stop. Leave Star Wars alone.
Oh, okay, you're a Star Wars guy. I got you.
No, I'm not. Oh. The old ones, sure, but now I'm too old to be a nerd.
I got you. You didn't like the OBJ Eli commercial? What's that?
I got football. That's good for me.
Absolutely. You didn't like the OBJ Eli commercial? Because that was probably the most
memorable. I actually love that commercial. I was just trying to reminisce. What else were some good commercials? That one was really good. I mean, Eli, for bad dancing, he absolutely crushed it.
Yeah.
Swayze would be laughing and spinning in his grave at the same time, but he would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, that commercial was like shocking. Like, I did not see that coming at all, and it was it was definitely the most.
They're just going slow. They're just having like a little practice, and I'm like, what are they going? Where are they going with this? And then the song, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Tell me they're gonna go full out.
Yep. Full on Dirty Dancing.
It's an extended version.
Yeah. No, no one puts Odell in the corner.
Yeah. But and then my girl, she's a big JT fan, so we watched the halftime. I was surprised there was no like random celebrity cameos to join him. It was just him and a curtain with Prince Hollow on it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was surprised about that too. I thought he'd bring out somebody, but regardless, I thought it was a great performance. I'm, you know, a big Timberlake fan, and it was funny.
I thought it was really awesome. They turned all the streets purple or whatnot. I don't know if that was all CGI or if they all had good lighting, but damn, that was cool.
That was really cool. Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder if that was real or CGI'd, but everyone all week was talking about how like Prince was going to be like a hologram or something like that. I mean, he wasn't a hologram. Well, he kind of was, but it was on a sheet. It wasn't like Tupac at Coachella. So.
Yeah, no. It was a projector and a blanket.
Yeah. So that was good for, to honor him, in Minnesota. You got to think maybe if he was still alive, if he would have been asked to perform the halftime show there. So.
Well, he only performed not too long ago, didn't he?
He did the halftime show?
Yeah, didn't he do a halftime show? Oof. Feels like it was only like 10, 15 years ago, less than that.
Maybe. Oh, I have no. I don't remember. Was it in the 80s, maybe?
I don't remember either. Believe me, if the Eagles aren't in it, I really am. I'm only paying attention to the commercials aspect.
Right.
I'm always coming up with my conspiracy theories of why we aren't winning.
Well, hey.
Believe me, I have one also on why we did win.
On why you did win?
Oh, yeah, because I always have some reasons for why we didn't win. You know, like, the government's controlling it because of this and that.
So what's your?
I got one for why we won.
So let's hear it.
Oh man, yeah. How much time you got?
How long is this theory?
I was like saying there's subliminal messages. So this one, my theory would be, you look on the back of a dollar, you look at the back of a quarter. What do you see? You see an eagle.
Oh.
Yes. So and what did our good leader Donald Trump just do for us? He gave us a nice tax break. So that's like his. The money, the green.
All right, we're not a political show.
No, believe me, but that's why I always always blamed other people for why we didn't win.
I got
you. Well, obviously they don't want the Eagles to win. They want Katrina people to feel good down in New Orleans.
Oh, here we go.
Like, well, it's an election year, so of course the Patriots will win. Believe me, I've convinced a lot of people sitting next to a bar. They're like, you're crazy. And by the end of that conversation, like, all right, man, I think you got something here.
Oh,
but obviously,
God.
It's nonsense. Hopefully it wasn't really secret people pulling strings behind the line. It was a hell of a game, and boys really did well, even with all the injuries throughout the season. Can't imagine how well we would have looked if we were fully healthy.
I mean, they're impressive. I mean, they got weapons. They got Jeffrey and Aguilar and Jai and Blunt, Ertz, and great line, and then defense, forget it.
The line was great. The line was the difference maker. There was a lot of big runs that Blunt and Jai made last night, and boy, I tell you, the pulling guards, Selleck, what a great safe center he is. I mean, I don't know how you get to be a center and still end up halfway through the other side of the field as a puller, making great blocks.
Pretty amazing, man. Wow. Well, I'm just happy you didn't break anything. Now, if they had lost...
No, I didn't break anything, didn't spill anything. Kept it clean. But I drank a lot of beer. By the third, fourth quarter, I almost feel like I was drinking a beer a series.
Really? So, like, you like, really got after it. Like, I just feel like if my team was in it, I'd want to be, like, dead sober, just clear-minded, focused.
I was dead mind. I think I only had like two beers maybe by the time the game actually started. I mean, I was out with people all day, and they would have expected me to be, you know, singing, dancing, getting woos going. But I'm, you know, like, nah, I'm going to take a nap before the game, actually. I'm going to shower up, going to relax, going to get to this game. And, you know, then it started getting, you know, a little tense. So, you know, I just needed to calm myself down with a drink and then another drink. And then every time the Patriots scored, I would have to finish that drink because I'm like, this is either a bad luck beer or, you know, just got to get up, got to start all over again. New beer, new drink.
All right. Good stuff.
I was definitely putting them away.
Good stuff.
But I remember plenty of it. I didn't wake up not remembering it, but I did think it was a dream when I woke up.
Yeah.
I woke up, I'm like, that's a little too quiet right now. I gotta wake up. I walked up to him, like, all right, the living room is the mess that it was yesterday. So that all did happen.
That's awesome, man. So what's next? Buy, you know, the hat, the shirt, maybe the jersey. I'm sure you're going to be swagged out.
I'm definitely buying a swag. I'm going to buy a nice replica Super Bowl ring. I'm definitely getting a ring.
A ring? Really?
Well, I've always said when they get their ring, I'm getting one too. I've been a part of this. I'll wear it every Sunday. Be like, oh, this commemorates the one time.
That's
until the next time.
That's it, man. That's all. I mean, for my team, you know, I only need one. That's it. Just give me one. So that's pretty.
Hey, man, I'm rooting for everybody who doesn't have one to have one. I want everyone to feel like this. It feels like Christmas. It feels really great.
That's awesome, man. Well, we're all happy for you. We're all proud. Before we go, we need the Eagles fight song or fight chant, whatever that's called. All right?
The Eagle, whatever it's called. You want to sing the whole thing? I mean, or you just want the old EAGL chant?
Yeah, just the basic, yeah. Let's go.
Hold on, let me step outside so I can get some screaming involved here, maybe. all right, well, this goes out to the birds. Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming
on. Talk to you soon. So, fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory. EAGLES, Eagles!
Woo!
I just heard it echo on the other side of the lake.
I love it. I love it, man. Oh, man. Oh, Rooney, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me. Maybe I'll come on down and we'll do some ice fishing before the ice season ends.
Oh, the ice fishing. That's right. You're all about it. Are you jumping in the lake?
Hey, that's all I got now. There's nothing else to do. But wait for springtime and start talking about the draft.
For sure, man. For sure. So let's do this again. This was great. Thanks for coming on. And,
much obliged, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, bro. Take care.
Go Birds.
All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome. You're welcome.